Welcome to my home here. You got to look good, to play good.
All right, y'all ready to play 60?
Yeah! Let's
go. That's good feet, good feet.
Go,
Jay! Am I Eli? Yes, I'm Eli.
Good job, good job.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants have begun their off-season workout program. Coming up on the show, where are they now? He was a star for Super Bowl 42 for the New York Giants, tight end Kevin Boss. But to get things started, we went on a drive-along with Giants second-year tight end Evan Engram on the first day of the off-season workout program.
Year two, man, I'm really excited. Last year was obviously kind of disappointing and real tough, but got to learn a lot how important the little things are, whether it's in just preparation or taking care of your body and even film study, just the small things that go into winning ball games, because that's another thing I learned last year was how hard it is to win in this league and how hard it is to be a successful team in this league. So just a lot of small things that make the bigger picture. This last year is coming in as a rookie, your head's already kind of spinning, but even going into this offseason with a lot of different changes and whole new staff and a lot of new guys in the locker room, it's kind of sitting in that same boat. New coach Shermer, he's had a lot of great talent at his disposal in Minnesota, and I'm really excited to get to work with him and see what his plans are to make our team a lot better as well. Oh man, Ten, Eli, it's definitely a blessing to be able to play with him. Things that he's been through, especially in this new time, whole new staff, just being able to have him at probably the most important position on our team is huge. His excitement and his work ethic kind of going towards what we're trying to do, trying to turn things around. I'm seeing how hungry he is. I'm seeing how willing he is to put the work in to get better each and every day, no matter how old he's getting. It's really beneficial to have that next to me going through all this. Everybody coming back together this morning and kicking off spring workouts. It's going to be cool. It's going to be cool to get in meetings and kind of get to know each other and start building that relationship and start building those bonds that are going to help us all get better and help us get to ultimate goal, which is to start working towards the championship. Giants fans, appreciate y'all riding to work with me, but it's time to get to work. See y'all later.
Giants with good attendance for the off-season workout program to start. Evan Engram getting his work in. Another guy getting his work in is wide receiver Sterling Shepard going into his third year. He had a busy offseason. He got married. Madeline Burke, though, talks about Shepard and getting ready for another season.
I'm Madeline Burke here with Sterling Shepard. The Giants offseason program starts today back at the facility, obviously coming off a season that didn't live up to expectations. How do you push the restart button and start going fresh right now?
I mean, that's what you have to do. You just have to press the restart button. We've got some new faces around here. Looking forward to getting things back on the right track.
New faces, including the coaching staff. Pat Shermer had his first opportunity to meet with players and such. What was the impression of that first interaction?
We're just going to restart, and we're going to get things back on the right track. Just kind of following his lead and listen to what he has to say and some of the different things that he's put in place.
What was the most memorable part of his message to the group?
It's easy to get things right back on the right track. You know, you look at teams that have seasons that didn't go their way. The next year can be completely different seasons, so that's what we're looking forward to.
You mentioned a lot of new faces, but there's also some familiar ones as well. You mm-hmm. were just out at Duke with Eli Manning and some of the receivers practicing out there. How did that go?
It went great. Just kind of dipping in the offense a little bit. Also having a little fun, too. We were on the basketball court a little bit as well, so just kind of building some camaraderie. And, having fun out there.
The camaraderie is definitely there with this group, as we saw on the internet. You got married this offseason and had quite the dance party with some of your teammates and stuff. Is this, I mean, they say football is family, but that really is true for this team, right?
Definitely is. I had Roger and Odell. Those guys are a part of New York Giants, obviously. So I had those guys with me, and it's all about the people that you surround yourself with, and those guys are good guys to be around.
All right, Sterling Shepard, thanks so much for the time, and good luck with the offseason program.
Thank you.
Obviously, those guys are hard at work getting ready for the season in quest of a Super Bowl championship. Kevin Boss has his Super Bowl ring. We'll tell you what the former Giants tight end is up to when we return to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota.
Welcome to Giants Access Blue presented to you by Toyota. Madeline, the one thing I really like about this show is how we go behind the scenes with current players and we get to see what's going on in the lives of former players as well.
One former player who you know pretty well, Kevin Boss, our cameras went out and got to know a little bit more about where he is now.
In 2007, tight end Kevin Boss was a key member of a talented rookie class that helped lead the Giants to a stunning victory over the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42.
Manning, back to throw. Sets, looks over the middle. Boss makes the catch on the run. Still on his feet across midfield. To the 40, to the 35, and knocked down at the 34-yard line. Kevin Boss.
A fifth-round pick out of Western Oregon, Boss had the size and speed to rumble over and through defenders.
Manning back, looks over the middle. He's got Boss on the run at the 40, 35-30. Runs out of a tackle at the 25, to the 20, 15, and finally gang tackled at the 10-yard line.
He was also a sure-handed receiver who seemed to catch just about anything thrown in his direction.
Manning back to throw. He throws the seam. Boss makes a great leaping catch over the defender. What a catch by Kevin Boss. One-handed catch by Boss in traffic, and he's down at the two. What a catch by Boss.
In his four seasons with the Giants, Boss hauled in 119 catches for 1,600 yards and 18 touchdowns.
Touchdown, Kevin Boss.
Boss retired from the NFL in 2013 and moved back to his home state. He now lives in Bend, Oregon, a popular vacation spot nestled between the mountains and forests of Central Oregon. He and his wife, Brenna, are raising three beautiful children who are keeping them busy and active.
Oh, run, buddy, run! Run, first base! Go, second base! Fast!
Go!
He's also the owner and head athletic trainer at Boss Sports Performance.
This was a dream of mine probably before I dreamt of playing in the NFL. My parents gave me a weight set when I was in, I think, seventh grade. And then I got into high school freshman year, really fell in love with what the weight room could do for me. So that's where, honestly, I fell in love with just the idea and the concept of one day having my own gym. I was like, I want to do this someday for a living.
Starting just with one round of our hide and sticks, so jumping from left leg, the hide and to a single leg, acceleration burst, three per side.
Our main objective is to help athletes get stronger, and we're helping athletes bridge the gap between good and great.
Throw that thing up there. There you go. Get up, get up.
So it's awesome when you see a kid that walks in here first day of a 10-week session and kind of head down, shoulder slumped over, and then 10 weeks later walks out of here, chest puffed up, and, you know, got a little more pep in his step, and just, and that's only, you know, that's just from the confidence that the weight room can bring you. There you go. There it is. Good job, Gabe. Good job, bud. We have kids that come in here that are skiers, and like right now we have two Winter Olympic athletes that are training for this year's Winter Olympics. We've got a snowboarder that's playing in the X Games.
Quick off the ground, quick off the ground. There we go.
So it's fun that we're, you know, kind of this hub center for all these different athletes that they get to come in here and kind of call this their home gym.
True cover four, we are running a hard in cut.
This year was a lot of fun because we had two kids from Bend, went to Mountain View High School. You know, one was a quarterback, one was a wide receiver. Somehow they both got picked up by the Patriots. Giants fans, I know what this looks like, helping out a couple Patriots, but
They need all the help they can get against the Giants, right?
It's been fun for me because, you know, what I'm doing now is all like physical preparation, you know, training and that side of it. And so to actually like talk X's and O's again and try to help, like, you know, Jacob is a tight end, you know, so to be able to kind of look at it through his eyes again and try to prepare him for the NFL.
You've got to move this guy off of this space so you can release.
It was awesome when, you know, my career did have to come to an end, that I had something to fall back on. I knew this is what I wanted to do. I studied in college, and my personality is, if I'm going to do something, I want to do it full speed and try to be the best at it. And so what it requires to be successful in the NFL, right, is all in. And that's kind of the same approach I took with becoming a strength coach, and just went all in on it and continue to be all in on it and try to provide the very best training for everybody that walks in this door.
That middle of the field is a little bit wider.
I still pinch myself. Sometimes I'll have to like kind of pull back and just kind of look around and be like, man, I'm living out another dream of mine, which is always fun to do, is sit back and realize that.
He really took care of his body and worked out a lot when he was playing, so I can see why he would open up a gym.
Yeah, I gotta appreciate him paying that forward and passing on that information, especially in the hometown area too, Bend, Oregon.
Yeah, shout out to Western Oregon.
All right, we'll keep it right here. Had to keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota coming up after the break.
Where are they now? Kevin Boss is brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Now, Brandon, recently some of these Giants players got a really unique opportunity.
Yeah, unique. They got to ride along with the Newark Police Department and really see what they do in the community. And Giants fans, you're not going to want to miss this one.
What's happening, boss? How are you? How you doing?
Good.
On their off day, the Giants went on a special ride along into the community, spending some time with the Newark Police Department, Mayor Roz Baraka, and the Newark Bronze Shields. Here they got a glimpse into the work being done to help encourage relations between law enforcement and the people in the community.
We try to bridge the gap a little bit by the community service activities that we do. Once we bring the police officers to the community and we walk with them hand in hand and we say, these are our explorers, they're good kids. We anticipate this is going to be a monumental event, and we're really excited that you guys are doing this, really. So, again, we want to thank you guys for coming. This is wonderful. We're really excited about it.
To hear their plans of what they've been doing throughout the years and, you know, trying to better the relations between the people that protect this community and the people that live in this community. Hearing that, you know, that just gave me a whole different insight on things, you know, outside looking in.
It's very awesome for us to be here with you guys. We're going to learn a little bit from you guys, chat a little bit. You guys got to tell us about your win, too. Because I heard it was not just like a nail biter. You guys blew them out?
Yeah. A lot of the work that myself and the other guys do, we do it without the cameras around. So they don't get a chance to see how much and how involved we are. And some of it is just like just coming out on your off day and donating time.
No, man, on behalf of the Giants Foundation, we wanted to give you guys a $10,000 equipment, you know, donation to make sure you guys look fresh during the year.
It's always a blessing, you know, and I feel like when you get to a certain position and you have the opportunity to give those blessings back, you know, you just keep doing that. And, you know, today was a great day, honestly.
The players, officers, and the mayor got to participate in some open dialogue about the issues in the community.
When I was in school, especially in elementary, we were interacting with police officers all the time. Mm-hmm. To where you weren't afraid when you saw a police officer unless you were doing something wrong.
In a regular day job, you're gonna have people that is not gonna, it's gonna have to try to give you a hard time. You know, it's always gonna, you're gonna have that. You know, you're gonna have that happen, but it's just, how you gonna deal with that certain situation.
And whatever we could do to fix that relationship is basically what we've been trying to do. Just humanize the whole thing, you know, because everybody in these communities is not criminals, you know. They may dress like the people you see on the videos and all that, don't mean they doing a crime, right? And so they have to see that in their mind, that like, these people live here, they grew up here, and we working on it. And we got a great bunch of police officers and command staff.
to know that they're taking steps to improve, you know, relationships with the community and the police officers. I mean, that means the world to me. So, you know, I got a lot out of the conversation, and I was able to, you know, change my perspective a little bit on, you know, the way that I view officers.
How's everybody doing today? All right, it's a great day. We want to take this opportunity first to thank the mayor, LeBron Shields, and New York Giants for coming here to see our children, to show some support for them. We thank you all for being here.
The New York Giants Foundation is making a $10,000 equipment grant.
It just blew me away today. I mean, everything we ever asked for, everything we ever prayed for, it happened today. I'm excited right now. I'm just like, man, I'm overwhelmed. You have no idea, man. This is what we pray for. And today, it was special. Today was special.
I just want to say thank you to the New York Giants organization for coming out to Newark, New Jersey. They can be anywhere in the world. We're glad that they're here with us today. Thank you for your support of our young people in this community. God bless y'all for being here with us.
And that was an unexpected turn, too. Yeah. The donation to not one, but two schools.
Bonus.
That was very nice. Very nice to see the benevolence there.
Yes, for sure. Well, make sure you guys keep it locked because we got more Giants Access Blue coming to you after the break.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Did you miss me? Time for the social media buzz. Here's the captain, Emma Captain.
Hey, Giants fans. This week, several players spent some time hanging out in the Big Apple. First up, we have Kareem Martin. He visited the top of One World Trade Center and snapped an Instagram-worthy photo. Now heading over the Brooklyn Bridge, Wayne Gallman checked out the Jordan Brand Classic at the Barclays Center. Victor Cruz was also watching the high school hoops event, and the two met up for a courtside photo. Lastly, guess who Evan Ingram got to work out with? Standing in the middle of the photo is supermodel Adriana Lima. That's it for this week. I'll see you guys next time.
From social media buzz to this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. So it's a new regime for the New York Giants with Dave Gettleman as general manager and Pat Shurmur as the new head coach. And there's a lot of learning going on for the Giants right now with the first season of the off-season workout program. It's going to be a busy schedule for the players because, let's face it, you got a whole new coaching staff coming in. It's a new offensive scheme. More importantly, it's a new defensive scheme. You know, a lot of things have been consistent with the Giants over the last couple of years on the defensive side of the ball, but now James Betcher comes in with new, fresh ideas and a lot of new players to incorporate within this Giants defense. So in the weight room, in the meeting room is a very important time for these players to get to understand what's expected of them, how these new coaches are going to try to reach them. Every coach has his own different way of trying to tap into the players' resources and make them the best that they can be. So it's an exciting time around the Giants as well as all 32 teams in the National Football League. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, thanks for joining us. I'm Bob Papa for this edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. MetLife, navigating life together.